So we begin with the first shepherd, and the other shepherds come along. It is a traditional opening for many of these pageants, whereby they're all a bit preoccupied with their work. And certainly the first shepherd is very much concerned with the upkeep of his sheep, and precisely he has various ways of looking after them, which you will find out hopefully now. So if I could ask the first shepherd, Primus Pastor, to make his way to the microphone, and in your own time, because I'll stop you almost immediately.
On woods have I walked wild, under busks my bower to build, from stiff storms my sheep to shield, my seemly wethers to save, from comely Conway unto Clyde, under...
And that's two rivers about 20, 30 miles away from Chester. Continue.
Under tilds them to hide, a better shepherd on no side no earthly man may have. For with walking weary I have me wrought, beside the such my sheeps I sought, my tightful tups are in my thought, them to save and heal. From the shrewd scab it sought, or the rot, if it were wrought, if the cough had them caught, of it I could them heal.
So he's a bit of a dab hand with the old herbs, as he's about to go and tell us all about. But I rather like the shrewd scab. I think it's a lovely name for... It probably is actually a technical name for something wrong with sheep.
Lo, here be my herbs, safe and sound, wisely wrought for every wound. They would a whole man bring to ground within a little while. Of henbane and whorehound, ribby, radish and egamond, which be my herbs, safe and sound, medal on a row. Here be more herbs, I tell it you, I shall reckon them on a row. Finta, fanta, and feta foe, and also penny writ. This is all that I know, for be it wedder or be it you, I shall heal them on a thraw, clean of their hurt. Here is tar in a pot, for to heal them from the rot. Well I can, and well I wot, the touch from them take. And if sworn it had the thirst, yet shall the touch be in my purse, and the sheep never the worse to run on the rake. But no fellowship here have I, save myself alone, in good fay. Therefore after one fast will I cry, but first will I drink, if I may.
And the state direction rather prosaically says he drinks.
How, Heroi, how, drive thy sheep to the low. Thou may not hear, but if I blow, as ever have I feel.
And the second pastor makes his way to him.
It is no shame for me to show how I was set for to sow, with the feather of a crow, a clout upon my heel. Fellow, now be we well met, and though methinks us needs, had we tud here by us set, then might we sit and feed us.
Yea, to feed us, friendly in fay, how might we have our service? Cry thou must loud by this day, tud is deaf and may not well hear us.
And the state direction points out here that the second pastor now calling for tud speaks in a low voice, presumably because he doesn't actually want him to appear.
Now, tud, come for thy father's kin.
Nay, fie, thy voice is wonders dim. Why knowest thou not him? Fie, man, for shame, call him Tud Tib's son, and then will the shrew come. For in good faith it is his one to love well his dam's name.
How, Tud, Tib's son?
Sir, in faith, now I come. For yet I have not all done that I have to do. To see salve for our sheep, and lest my wife should be wheat. With great gravel and greet, I scour an old pan. Hemlock and harith, take keep. With tab oist most been all tamed, pennygrass and butter for fat sheep. For this salve I am not ashamed. Ashamed I am not to shew. No point that longs to my craft, no better. That I well know, in land is nowhere laft. For good men, this is not unknown, to husbands that been here about, that each man must to his wife bow, and commonly for fear of a clout.
And here's a straightforward point, because he's scouring a pan that he's used to mix some pretty noxious herbs. Hemlock is not a very good thing to include in your meal. So having borrowed his wife's utensils, he's now cleaning it for the love of God to save him from being right royally scolded, and for good reason.
Thus for clouts, now care I, all this for fear of our dame kin. Now will I cast my way hereby, and hie fast that I were an hankin. Hankin, hold up thy hand and have me, that I were an height there by thee.
Gladly, sir, and thou would be by me, for loath me is to deny thee.
Now, sith God hath gathered us together, with good heart I thank him of his grace. Welcome be thou, well fair weather. Tud, will we shape us to some solace?
Yeg solace would best be seen, that we shape us to our supper, for meat and drink, well I deem, to each deed most dear.
Lay forth each man, Alec, with what he
hath... Alec, I like that. Interesting word, we'll come back to that later. And while we're paused, what is about to happen is they're all about to start sorting out some food, and there will be quite a lot of food, and precisely how this will be staged is quite an interesting question, but we'll come to that later on. Anyway, go from lay forth each man.
Lay forth each man, Alec, what he hath left of his livery, and I will first put forth my pick, with my part first of us all three.
And such store as my wife had, in your sight soon shall you see, at our beginning us to glad, for in good meat there is much glee. Here is bread this day was bacon, onions, garlic and leeks, butter that was in blacken, and a green cheese that will grease well your cheeks.
And here a point, they do mention another place named Blacken. There is no suggestion necessarily that Blacken actually is particularly renowned for its bacon, onions, garlic and leeks. It's probably just put in there because it rhymes.
And here ale of Halton I have, and what meat I had to my hire, a pudding may no man deprive. And I, Eanoch of Lancashire, lo here a sheep's head, sauced in ale, and a groin to lay on the green, and sour milk my wife had on sale, a noble supper as well is seen.
And it is well seen, ye shall see, and what somewhat I have in my sack, a pig's foot I have here, pardee, and a panch clout in my pack, a womb clout, fellows, now have I, a liver as it is no lack, a chitterling boiled shall be. This burden I bear on my back. Now will I cast off my cloak and pull out part of my livery, pull out that I have in my poke and a pig's foot from pudding's puree.
Abide, fellows, and ye shall see here this what meat we shall it hend, gambons and other good meat in fear, a pudding with a prick in the end.
And that is in my satchel to shake out. To shepherds am I not ashamed, this ox tongue paired round about, for your tooth it shall be attamed.
And the stage direction now says that they eat. And you may have noticed that that's quite a lot of food. And the suggestion that they're pulling out bits of food from various random parts of their costuming and their bags, certainly a suggestion that suddenly from under his cloak this appears and then this appears. So it's almost like a theatrical stage trick throughout. It's either that or it's similar to another play where actually they have very little food and that they are in fact miming the lovely food that they would love to eat, and in fact all they're pulling out is the odd radish or something similar. So they now eat.
Bid me do gladly, and I thee, for surely here is good grousing. Come eat with us, God of heaven high, and take no heed though there be no housing.
Housing enough have we here, while we have heaven o'er our heads. Now to eat our mouths time it were, this flagon will I tame, if thou readest.
And of this bottle now I will dibble, for here is but the best. Such liqueur makes men to live, this game may no way be lost.
Fellows, now our bellies be full, think we on him that keeps our flocks. Blow thy horn and call after Trowl, and bid him some of our bite locks.
Well said, Hankin, by my sooth, for that shrew I suppose us seeks. My horn to bill I will not less, till that lad have some of our leeks.
Leeks to this live is your liking? Such a lad nowhere inland is. Blow a note for that meeting, while that horn now in thy hand is.
With this horn shall make a howl, that he and all heaven shall hear. Yonder lad that sits on low, the lout of this horn shall hear.